This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By Dr. Francis Boyle, and I got to tell you, I have had some really incredible, game-changing next year's News Today interviews with Dr. Francis Boyle before, and so really looking forward to getting his expertise and wisdom and geopolitical information coming up in the next segment. Let me first go through some of these other stories. I had a belly laugh earlier today. The crew probably thought I was crazy, but sometimes I'm sitting here reading news at the desk, and every once in a while I just blurt out a giant laugh, and they probably look up from their stations like, what? This one had a belly laugh. According to the Pentagon, the U.S. has enough weapons for both Israel and Ukraine. I'm sorry, it did it again. Of course they do. Sure they do. Sure, you get a free car, you get a free car, you get a missile, you get a missile, you get a jet, you get a tank, free weapons for everybody. But you, the dirty American, your Second Amendment is not unalienable. Your Second Amendment can be infringed upon. In fact, we're going to ban assault weapons, says the Democrats. But you get a free weapon of war, you get a free weapon of war, you get a free weapon of war. But you, the dirty American, turn your gun in. The U.S. has enough weapons for both Israel and Ukraine. Of course! Who's next? Who's next? And how many U.S. politicians, how many people in the Pentagon, wouldn't you like to know how many of them own stock in weapons manufacturers and weapons contractors? How many of them bought stock in oil futures? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? I know I would. We got weapons for everybody, says the guy with 500,000 shares in Lockheed Martin. We got weapons for anybody, says the guy with 150,000 shares of Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, you name it. We got weapons for everybody. But by the way, the White House says that climate change is our number one issue. But war and weapons manufacturing, that doesn't add to climate change. Just you eating a steak and you driving a car. I mean, this stuff is ridiculous. White House says it may ask Congress for more funding to support Israel and Ukraine. It's not going to ask. But see, by law, Congress controls the purse. Actually, the House controls the purse. I mean, the House could technically shut down all funding for everything tomorrow. But we don't live in the Constitutional Republic. As Benjamin Franklin said, you have a Constitutional Republic if you can keep it. And then Vladimir Zelensky issued statements. Again, these were laughable. He's blaming it all on Russia. Zelensky blames Israel's war on terror on Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says, Putin is doing this to distract from what's going on in Ukraine. This pathetic scum sucker. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the most important. I need the money. I need the weapons. Look at me hopping around like a fairy on crack, a meth head. This warmongering, money-grubbing, scum-sucking Vladimir Zelensky. Putin is doing this to distract from how important Ukraine is. God, you are pathetic. But, you know, it is worth asking. And I'm no weapons expert, but I've gone and watched people that are weapons experts. And they're saying that, you know, these weapons that Hamas appears to be using look like they're American-made. Normally, they get their stuff from Russia. They get their missiles and their arms and their stuff all comes from Russia. They're saying, these don't look like Russian-made weapons. Again, I'm not the weapons expert. That's why I'm not really leaning into it. But it is worth investigating, probably. Who's to say that Vladimir Zelensky isn't sending weapons of war into those regions for his own profits, as he makes it all about himself. Israel blames Europe for Hamas attack. EU-funded anti-Semitic propaganda at root. Oh, I see. So it's the old, you're either with us or you're with the terrorist routine. It seems like that's the old calling card once again.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Joining me now on The Alex Jones Show is Dr. Francis Boyle, and I've got his incredible resume right here in front of me, but I don't even want to waste this precious time with Dr. Boyle. I would just say this. It was back in January and February of 2020 where I had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Boyle, and he said, yeah, this virus came out of a Wuhan lab, and of course, he's been completely proven right. So his knowledge, wisdom, and expertise is very valued here on the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Francis Boyle, now, you are very geopolitically informed. This issue between Israel and Palestinians and the whole Middle East goes back for hundreds of years. When you see the latest developments in the last 4 days, and here's your book that you wrote in 2009, Palestine, Palestinians, and International Law. With your geopolitical knowledge, what has been your reaction to what we've seen in the last 4 days, Dr. Francis Boyle?
Well, Owen, thank you very much for having me. I know my best to the InfoWars audience. But I think those of us who follow the situation knew that another intifada was coming along, given all the depredations that the Israelis have inflicted on the Palestinians, especially at Holy Al-Aqsa Mosque. You recall this is called the Al-Aqsa Flood, where you have these fanatical Jewish fundamentalists storming Al-Aqsa, the third holiest site in Islam, some would say the second, and basically trying to destroy Al-Aqsa and build their so-called temple. So it was only a question of time before something happened, and this happened. Now, I did want to make one point that is very important. Everyone is calling Hamas a terrorist organization, and that's typical not only of Israel but also the United States. Anyone who opposes what they're doing is automatically a terrorist. But Hamas clearly qualifies as a national liberation movement, not a terrorist organization, as defined by the additional Protocol 1 to the four Geneva Conventions of 1949 that says, and let me repeat, it's an armed conflict in which peoples are fighting against colonial domination and alien occupation and against racist regimes in the exercise of their right of self-determination. Now, the International Court of Justice has already ruled that the Palestinians have a right of self-determination. That's in the wall advisory opinion that Israel has grievously violated. And certainly Hamas is fighting against, quote, colonial domination and alien occupation and against a racist regime. So this is pure propaganda that Hamas is nothing more than a terrorist organization. You know, they said the same thing about the PLO. And you know, eventually they began to negotiate with the PLO at the Middle East peace negotiations in 1991, where I served as legal advisor to the Palestinian delegation. So I don't think we should let this term terrorist define what Hamas did here. They are a national liberation movement. That's the way we have to define the events of the past few days.
Well, then I have to go with what detractors to your comments would say. How would you then define the actions by Hamas over the weekend?
Well, they're struggling under international law. They have a right to use force against these Zionist military occupation regime that has been imposed on the entire mandate for Palestine, as they see it.
But wouldn't it be fair to argue that going into a concert or killing innocent people is not going after the oppressors? Or in their eyes, do they view that as anybody in Israel is the oppressor?
Well, and we've been through this before with the Algerian War for Independence, where the FLN, the National Liberation Front, took the position that the French pied noir, the colons who had immigrated from France to Algeria, were legitimate targets of attack because they were part of the imperial colonial racist regime. And so, regretfully, they did attack civilians. You could see that movie, The Battle of Algiers, that presents their position quite well. So I'm not speaking here for Hamas, but as they see it, all of Palestine, the mandate for Palestine, is occupied by this brutal, racist, genocidal Zionist regime. And everyone there is part of it. They're like the pied noir in Algeria before Algeria's independence.
Now, why? Because you bring up the Geneva Convention and some of this international law and some of the just the standard definitions when you're applying it to this situation. Why has the international community either been torn or really rather silent on what's been going on?
Well, let me point out, Owen, that Israel officially denies that the Geneva Conventions apply to protect Palestine and the Palestinians. They deny it, and they pay no attention at all to it. And so, unfortunately, the United States government, Europe, pretty much go along with it. That's, as we saw just during the past few days, the United States and all of Europe mobilized to the support of Israel and branded Hamas terrorists, even though they clearly qualify as the National Liberation Movement.
Well, would it be fair to say that the Geneva Convention, then, is essentially a dead duck?
It's a dead duck as far as Israel sees it, yes. And the Israeli military, they couldn't care less. You see right now 1,400 bombing attacks on Gaza, where 2 million people live, a shoot-to-kill policy against Palestinians on the West Bank, desecration of the Haram al-Sharif. They don't care. The Palestinians care, and there are other countries in the world that might care. But since the United States government doesn't care, there's very little they can do. And the U.S. government, I remember going into the embassy in Tel Aviv at that time, having spent 2 weeks traveling all up and down occupied Palestine, and say, well, you know, they're committing violations of the Geneva Conventions here. And I was told by the consular official there, so, well, this is an internal matter for Israel. I said, not at all. We're a party to the Geneva Conventions. We have an obligation to respect and to ensure respect by Israel of the Geneva Conventions. And the consular official said to me, well, you have to take that up with the State Department. It's ridiculous. We arm them, equip them, supply them, train them to engage in gross and consistent patterns of violations of the Geneva Convention, tantamount to crimes against humanity and outright genocide against the Palestinians. And you saw the statement just released by the Secretary of Defense. We're sending weapons over there now as we speak.
That's Dr. Francis Boyle. We take a short break. We'll pick this conversation right back up where we left.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
By Dr. Francis Boyle today, and his geopolitical expertise is much appreciated. And I want to kind of clarify something I said in the last segment and then let Dr. Boyle finish his statements, because again, you're just getting into really it's more just legalese talk. It's international law when it comes to war and war crimes that you are citing here. And it's funny because I don't really see that anywhere else, Dr. Boyle. It seems to be you. I know you're not the only man with that knowledge, but you seem to be the only one presenting it to the public. And, of course, it's right here on InfoWars. But what I'm just to clarify what I said in the last segment, most of the international community is standing with Israel. I mean, we see that not just in America. California lights up its capital in white and blue. And you have Australia and you have all these under in Europe and all these countries supporting Israel. They're all in for Israel. But yet what you're referring to here is what the international law is when it comes to war and the Geneva Convention. And so the only statement I've ever seen anywhere near to what you're talking about, it did come from the UN. Not many people heard it, but there was a statement at the UN basically condemning Israel for what they've done to Palestine. But outside of that, why do you suppose nobody's talking about what you're talking about? And why do you think it, I mean, it appears, I would say, most of the international community is fully in support of what Israel is doing here?
Well, first of all, it's not mostly the international community. You have 2 billion Muslims that oppose what's going on here. And you have 58 members of the Islamic Conference Organization that oppose what's going on here. But yes, the Western news media, except for InfoWars, is under Zionist control, domination, funding, executives, pundits, experts. Just watch it. ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, BBC. It's all being told from the Zionist perspective. So, of course, you don't hear any of the considerations I'm talking about here today, because the international law is all against is against Israel. Again, that was decided by the International Court of Justice in their advisory opinion on Israel's war. And let me repeat, here's a review of my book. Quote, the advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice on the Israeli war, published in July, could almost stand alone as a review of Professor Francis Boyle's book. The World Court judges comprehensively confirm and validate his work in elaborating the case for the Palestinians in international law. That is correct. I've been arguing for, the Palestinians since I entered Harvard in 1971 as an ardent Palestinian supporter. That's why I don't teach at Harvard. But the Western news media is just not going to report all this. It's Zionist control dominated. It's that simple.
You know, I don't know how much more you want to lean into that, but I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a wild phenomenon that happens here at InfoWars, and it's not that I want to give any fuel to these wild-eyed, deranged people, but it's funny because I know this is happening today. I can just hear it. I can just hear it telepathically. The people that are tuned in that are fully in support of Israel and they buy into this, that, oh, Hamas is obviously the only problem here. And I'm just trying to remain neutral, at least for the sake of this interview. And I can hear them. Oh, Hamas are the terrorists. They beheaded babies. They raped women in the streets. They dragged them. They're the bad guys. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you condemning this? And I can hear that. But it's funny because at the same time, there are people who are completely convinced that InfoWars or Alex Jones or myself is somehow in the Zionist-controlled media. And so it's this wacko thing where if you actually try to be neutral and you actually try to just deliver the reality of the situation, all these wild-eyed conspiracies arise. So I'm glad that you mentioned that today because it's something that sticks in my crawl here where it's like you get accused of being X and then somebody else accuses you of being Y and really you're neither. You're just neutral in the situation. But I don't know if you want to lean into that further because I do think this is a heavy topic. Why is it that so many people, even people that didn't fall for the whole war in Ukraine being supported 24/7, immediately they're all in to support Israel?
Zionist brainwashing in the news media and in higher education. I spent 7 years at Harvard. I have 3 degrees from Harvard. I spent 2 years teaching there at Harvard. Everything on the Middle East is taught from a Zionist perspective. It's that simple. It's true at the other Ivy Leagues as well, elite educational institutions. I mean, look, I was as pro-Israel as anyone else until the 1967 war. I had been brainwashed to support Israel. But when the 1967 war came, just looking at it objectively, as you're calling for here, Israel struck first. It was acts of serial aggression around to the Arab states. They ethnically cleansed the inhabitants out of the West Bank, out of Gaza, out of the Golan Heights, and stole this land. So I concluded that everything I had been told about Israel was a total lie, and I better study it. So I went to college, and starting in 1969, I began studying it. So, the whole milieu here in the United States is pretty much Zionist-controlled and dominated. That's been my experience since 1967.
By the way, I have seen from Orthodox Jews, you don't see this in the media, and of course nobody wants to promote this, but I have seen many Orthodox Jews that, I mean, even in response to these recent attacks, many Orthodox Jews saying that they decry Zionism and they even decry the State of Israel. You don't ever hear from that. I would ask you this, we got 60 seconds till the break and we'll pick it up on the other side. Do you think, and I don't want to harken too much to 9/11 here, but I mean, sure, could the U.S. have allowed 9/11 to happen to start a further war? Do you think Israeli intelligence could have allowed this attack over the weekend to launch a further war?
There are two theories here. One, you are correct. This could have been that Israeli intelligence and Netanyahu knew what was going to happen and let it happen, because he was domestically in a desperate situation over there, and this now allows him to appear a warlord. The second interpretation, however, is this is very similar to what happened in 1973 with the Yom Kippur War. The Israeli officials treat Palestinians as if they're children. I've been there myself. I've seen it. It's disgusting. We're the great Zionist Ubermensch, and you're the little bitty Palestinian Untermensch, and you need to do just what we tell you to do.
All right, Dr. Francis Boyle, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Having a conversation here with Dr. Francis Boyle, and I want to pick it up where we left off. Let me frame it back up for you here, Dr. Boyle. Would the U.S. have allowed Pearl Harbor to happen to get involved in a larger war? Would the U.S. have allowed 9/11 to happen to get involved in a larger war? Would Israel have allowed the attacks over the weekend to happen to further their incursion on the Gaza Strip? And I guess I would maybe even want you, if you would, to start with this. I mean, there's no debate that the state of Israel has one of the most secure airspaces, if not the most secure airspace in the world, as well as one of the most advanced and penetrating intelligence networks in the world. And we see men flying in with parachutes and rifles killing people at a music festival? I mean, do you believe that that could have happened organically? Do you think there was a legitimate intelligence failure? Or again, could they have let it happen? Dr. Francis Boyle.
Well, Oleg, you're right. President Roosevelt knew full well that there was going to be an attack at Pearl Harbor, and he let it happen because he wanted in on the Second World War. 9/11, I think all the evidence shows that the United States government knew it was happening, and the Bush administration wanted it to happen and let it happen. So, yes, I'm not ruling out that Netanyahu knew full well that this was going to happen, and he let it happen because of his own internal predicament that he had there in Israel.
Now, here's an interesting one, because my crew is always out there looking at stories and angles as well. Very important crew that we have here. And there's another angle I want to bring up that they brought to my attention. But here's an interesting one. Remember, last week, they had that giant emergency alert system test. Well, apparently that's being used now in Israel, and Israel is using the emergency alert system to tell everybody in Gaza to flee as they basically are turning it into a parking lot. But they're saying, is this maybe evidence that they knew it was coming, but they did the test here to make sure the system works so that they could use it in Gaza? I don't know if you want to comment on that or pick up where you left off talking about kind of the cultural aspects of Israel and the Palestinians and how they kind of look down upon them, or as you, I would say, described it earlier, as being racist.
Right. Well, as for the first point, I really don't know, except there's nowhere for the 2 million people in Gaza to go.
Yeah.
Israel knows it. And as you said, they're going to turn Gaza into a parking lot. They'll kill tens of thousands if they have to. Simply exterminate them. But as for the second point, right, I spent many years working with the Palestinians, and whenever they are there in the company of Israelis, I'm oftentimes there, they treat them like children. It's outright a racist mentality. I would say, again, we are the Zionist Ubermensch, and you are the Palestinian Untermensch, and you should just do what we tell you to do and be glad to do it. So they've grossly underestimated the Palestinians. I've worked with them. They're very bright, intelligent, hardworking people, extremely well-educated. So that also could be a factor here, because we don't, you know, we don't want to deny Palestinian agency what happened here.
Let me ask you this then, because I hear this notion bandied about all the time too, which is, well, the Palestinians have been given the opportunity. They've been given the Gaza Strip. They could have turned it into a Tel Aviv. That was the argument. They'll turn it into a Tel Aviv. They'll turn it into a Miami. And they didn't. What's your response to that?
Well, it was Hamas that drove the Zionists out of Gaza Strip in 2005. That's what qualifies them as a national liberation movement. And then starting in 2007, Israel, after Hamas won a free, fair election over there, which, by the way, was supported by President Bush Jr. and Condoleezza Rice, Israel imposed a genocidal economic embargo upon them to prevent them from engaging in economic development. So, you know, Israel has only itself to blame for the deplorable circumstances in Gaza that motivated Hamas to undertake this act of national liberation as they saw it.
If I may respond here, not to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong. So essentially you're saying Israel and the powers that be never allowed the Gaza Strip to be turned into a new Tel Aviv.
No. And indeed, I've been over there. You know, the Palestinians are extremely talented, industrious, hardworking. and intelligent, if given a fair, reasonable chance, they would have done it. But they've never been given that chance, no.
Now, it's hard for me to tell what's real, what's not, what's propaganda, what's not. And I like to tread lightly on these things. And so I'd like to get your analysis on this. But it would appear that all the official numbers, and these date back really decades, but even if you look at modern history, all the numbers in this struggle between Israel and Palestine, the Palestinians have suffered death at a tenfold rate compared to Israel. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Even worse than that, if you go back to the Nakba in 1948, which I originally studied at the University of Chicago in 1969 in great length at my course on Middle East politics there, far superior to anything they dish out at Harvard, and went through all the literature. Right, Israel just engaged in massive ethnic cleansing of a 500,000 Palestinians, driven into exile around the world, driven into Gaza, driven into the West Bank to refugee camps, and then again happening again the Naxa in 1967. So, you know, if you tote the casualties up, the Zionist casualties have been minimal compared to what the Palestinians have suffered, right?
Now, this is a little bit more of a wonky question, and maybe you can figure out a way to make it palatable. Why is the USA so attached at the hip to Israel? I hear this from politicians and people in media. The U.S., we need Israel. We need Israel. We couldn't exist without Israel. I mean, I scratch my head at that. I'll hold my tongue. But why is the United States so attached at the hip to Israel? Who needs who in this relationship?
Well, first of all, Israel needs us. I mean, I dealt with Shimon Peres, the former prime minister, and at one point he said, we are completely dependent on the United States. And that is correct. Without the United States, Israel would be a failed state. There's no question about that. But American Jews have, you know, gotten together. They've gotten organized. They've put together the many different lobbying groups. They've raised a lot of money. They're quite politically active. And they bribe, threaten, intimidate, and blacklist all their opponents, especially in Congress. You could read the book by my friend, the late Paul Finley here from Illinois. He used to represent Abe Lincoln's district, a Republican, called They Dare to Speak Out. If you speak out, the Zionist lobby here in the United States will slate you for destruction, as they did Congressman Finley. Also, our Senator Chuck Percy, a very fine senator, I supported him. They destroyed his career. So that's why. That's why you only hear this.
Now, I heard you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
They're more for public relations purposes. They're really, killing people. Whereas what Israel is doing, is just wiping people.
Well, now people are saying. Let me just interject, because people are saying that used to be the case, but it appears that Hamas has a lot more firepower now.
They do. I'm not exactly sure where they got it, but it does appear they have more firepower at this point. Yes, because they need it for self-defense as they see it. Right. The Zionists are out to destroy them and kill as many Palestinians as possible. We have to fear another Nakba from what Netanyahu has been saying here. It looks like they, if they can get away with it, they'd like to drive the entire 2 million population of Gaza into Egypt, into the Sinai. That could happen. Again, they've mobilized over 300,000 troops to go into Gaza. So we're going to see, a massive human tragedy here.
Yeah, that when I saw the rhetoric from Netanyahu, I was afraid of the worst. And even though they've been bombing Gaza for, I guess, almost 24 hours now, they're saying this is just the beginning. The land invasion is next. What that will look like, I guess, only time will tell. I want to go back to what you were mentioning. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me make a point there, though. The Biden administration has only exacerbated the situation by saying we are going to give blank check support to everything Israel is going to do to the Palestinians. They know full well there's going to be massive genocide in Gaza. And instead of the Biden administration saying, stop, now let's have a ceasefire on both sides, they have encouraged, they are arming, equipping, and supplying what is going to be a massive tragedy here in Gaza that could very well spill out of control. We already have a shooting there by Hezbollah into the border area. If Hezbollah gets involved, as they did in 2006, there'll be massive death and destruction on both sides. Remember, in 2006, Israel did invade Gaza. Hamas fought back. Over 1,000 Palestinians were massacred. And at that point, Hezbollah entered the war. And, you know, Hezbollah is very well armed.
Yeah.
Compared to the Palestinians, they, you know, they don't have just these advanced firecrackers. They've got rockets.
And yeah, and to me at that point, correct me if I'm wrong, but to me at that point, it's basically Iran getting involved, and now we're one inch away from World War III.
Well, I would not say Iran. We have to be careful here, Owen, because the diehard neocon Zionists here in the United States are trying to use this as a pretext to attack Iran. Now, as of yesterday, both Blinken and Kirby have said they've seen no evidence that Iran is involved. But there is going to be enormous pressure for us and Israel to attack Iran. Things could get out of control. You're right. There are Iranian forces in Syria. There at the request of the Syrian government, what makes it legal under international law. And Syria could get involved. Hezbollah could get involved. Egypt could get involved. Jordan, we have to understand how unstable Jordan is, the Hashemite family. The British put them in power, took them up from Saudi Arabia and put them in power. And then we took over, and the CIA keeps the Hashemite family there in power. Half their population is Palestinian. So this area itself could blow up. And indeed, I'm afraid that is why the Biden administration sent off this aircraft carrier strike force under the Ford, because they know what Israel is planning to do. And they know that that will produce a terrible adverse reaction, certainly in the surrounding Arab states.
You know, you bring up the CIA. I was going to go in the direction of Mossad, talk about Israel controlling our foreign policy. Is that Mossad? Is that blackmail? Is that the Jeffrey Epstein types? Because I think there's an element of that at play here, certainly, with what we saw with Epstein being a spy and Epstein Island and then the Lolita Express.
That's correct. I mean, it's well known Epstein was a front man for Mossad, and he was running a blackmailing operation there, the Lolita Express at Orgy Island. And he had a lot of U.S. leaders, you know, they have a list of them there in Newsweek, who were down there at Orgy Island, probably found in, you know, compromising positions with girls. And films were taken. So, yes, blackmail is part of it. Yes.
All right. I don't want to take you out of your league here, but I think you're probably in all of the leagues. Now, this was brought to me by the crew, and it's funny. The only reason I'm aware of this is there is some biblical stuff on this, but it was also this kind of cultural thing was featured in a Russian film I watched that I liked called Branded, and that's the red heifer phenomenon. Are you familiar with the red heifer and what that means to Israel, and specifically the Al-Aqsa Mosque that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, there are these fanatical religious fundamentalist Jews who want to destroy Al-Aqsa and build their so-called third temple. Well, you know, the second temple goes back to 70 A.D., I mean, destroyed by the Romans. If they do this, and they've tried to do this, and indeed, if you're following the press accounts, now you have thousands of these fanatical Jewish fundamentalists storming Haram al-Sharif, which is the plateau there, and Al-Aqsa, threatening Al-Aqsa, threatening to destroy Al-Aqsa. That would be a conflagration if they were to do this, yes.
So I just want to read this out so that the audience that might say, Red Heifer, what are you talking about? Here's just all these headlines that we have compiled here on the desk. The Red Heifer Project, Israeli government part of plan to build third temple at Al-Aqsa. That was the holy ground of the Muslims that you were mentioning earlier. First red heifer born in 2,000 years sparks fears of biblical end of days. Prophecy fulfilled after red cow is born at Temple of Israel. Jewish leaders in Israel needed a red heifer for temple ceremony, so Texas sent them five. We were doing this. Red heifer sacrifice could take place in 1 year in Jerusalem. Biblical red heifer could bring millions of visitors to Samaria. The red heifer in the third temple, end of times prophecy. Does a heifer herald bring the beginning of the third temple? And from Texas to Israel, red heifers needed for temple arrival. And so I'm glad we had the time to bring this up. I'm not surprised that you had the knowledge to comment on that as well. Last 2 minutes here with Dr. Francis Boyle. How would you like to make your closing statements here?
Yes, Owen, thank you for giving me this time. I have tried since 1987 working with the highest level officials of the Palestinian movement, including Chairman Yasser Arafat, the PLO, to negotiate a two-state solution, starting with the Palestinian Declaration of November 15, 1988, where the Palestinians officially accepted a two-state solution. It's in there. You can read it. It was my idea. I was their legal advisor on this whole project. I was also at the Palestinian delegation for the Middle East peace negotiations, 1991 to 1993. But in my experience, going back to November 15th, 1988, the Palestinian Declaration of Independence accepting officially the two-state solution on behalf of the Chairman Arafat, the PLO, the Palestine National Council, there has not been one iota of good faith demonstrated by Israel or American Zionists when it comes to the negotiation of a two-state solution. Not one iota. And that, you know, they could have accepted, Israel could have accepted a two-state solution as far back as December 1988. They refused. They have consistently refused. The Zionists want all of Palestine and with as few Palestinians as possible. That is their objective. That is their ultimate objective. That is what Netanyahu is going to be pursuing now in the coming weeks, unless we here in the United States stop them. It's that simple. And it could set off a total catastrophe. Certainly the destabilization there, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, and as usual, the United States will be there in up to our necks in death and destruction.
Dr. Francis Boyle, thank you for your time, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your expertise here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, again, thank you, Owen, for having me on. My best to everyone.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.